WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Welcome to 2025. The U.S. and the rest of the Americas hitting the new year here in New York City.
A blizzard of purple and yellow confetti blanketed Times Square in the moments after the ball dropped. Attendees braving chilly temperatures and heavy rain at times, even a few cracks of thunder. Huge cheers going up among the throngs of crowds. About a million people in total here, ringing in 2025.
ABC's Mike DeBusky. The rain, not a problem for this fellow from England.
It rains all the time back home. It rains all the time. We're used to it.
A man in custody in New York City after, say, police shoving another man into the path of a subway train pulling into a station in Lower Manhattan. That man's now hospitalized. With 2025 comes a cap of $2,000 on prescription drug costs for Medicare pensioners, expected to save them hundreds of dollars. Penn State clobbered Boise State 31-14 to advance to the semifinals of the college football playoffs. This is ABC. The U.S. is blaming China for a significant security intrusion.
The Treasury Department is calling this a major breach of its systems by China state-sponsored hackers. In a new letter to Congress, the department says it learned earlier this month that hackers were able to infiltrate a third-party software provider, remotely log into Treasury employees' workstations, and gain access to unclassified documents. The Treasury says it's no longer using that software provider, and it's now working with the FBI to determine the extent of this breach.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. With California homeowners finding it increasingly difficult to find insurance coverage, the state will start requiring property insurers to increase coverage in wildfire-prone areas. They'll have to start increasing their coverage by 5% every 2 years until they hit the equivalent of 85% of their market share. The cost to be passed on to policyholders, of course. Some worry it will increase premiums in California by 40%. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Todd Allbush Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks come back to beat the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks picked up a win on the road with a 120-112 victory over the Pacers in Indiana. Giannis led with 30 points and 12 rebounds after only scoring 4 points in the first half. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I mean, that's Giannis being Giannis. He was struggling, couldn't catch his breath. When you don't play and then you try to play, you have the bobbles. And I don't know how many times he just bobbled the ball. You can feel it. So in a way, he got through it in the first half and then he got his rhythm in the second half.
Giannis asked, how did it feel after missing the last 9 days with back spasms and an illness?
I feel like I was a rookie again out there. You know, I tried to figure out things as I went. You know, I'm a basketball player, I'm a competitor. First half wasn't a great half, but I feel like in the second half, we were able to move the ball better, had a little bit more rhythm, got to my spot, and helped my team win.
College Hoops, number 8th ranked Marquette over Providence, 78-50. NFL, the Packers working on New Year's Day, bowling practice, getting ready to host the Bears on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Huge numbers of people. And if you're going through an airport or if you're on an airplane, obviously if you're feeling sick at all, if you think that you might have even a cold or a flu, but particularly if you think that you might have COVID, I realize a lot of people, you know, they paid $1,000 for their ticket. They're going to get there, damn it. You know, they're going to get on the plane. Which means that they're going to contaminate people around them. Obviously, if you think you're sick, you should be wearing a mask pretty much all the time to prevent your sickness from infecting other people. But let's revisit real quickly how effective masks might be at preventing you from getting sick when you're going through the airport, and particularly in those tight spaces like airport security and when you're boarding the plane.
Right. And again, in an airport setting, unlike, say, you're with your family, in an airport setting, you're being exposed to so many different people from around the country, around the world, and could be carrying the virus far and wide. You should really mask up in airports if possible. And N95 masks are best, especially the duck. The best ones are the duck-billed types. Mm-hmm. N95 masks. And if you don't have an N95 mask, at least go with a one of the KN95 ear looped ones. Those are, you know, next best.
Right, but the surgical masks, they are really not effective. So much, right?
Say again?
The surgical masks, not so much. I mean, they might prevent
the surgical masks, not as much. Look, it's better than nothing, but yeah. The issue is surgical mask is not a really tight fitting mask.
Right.
Surgical mask, you would have to double up the mask to have a good protection, but I think that's a little bit subpar, you know, expecting people to double up, especially with the gaps in the sides of the mask. That's why the KN95 is better than the surgical, and the N95, especially with the things that have the nose bridge seals, mm-hmm. are much, much better.
Yeah.
They're just so much better in terms of filtration, because the mask wearing is only as good as any leaks, but they are really, really effective, and they're doubly effective if more people around you wear them. But in this day and age, you know, obviously most people don't wear masks. So that's why it's all the more important that if you do wear a mask, it's as tight as you can.
Right.
And especially also in the bathrooms. Oftentimes people, you know, have their guard off in the bathrooms. If anything, I say, in addition to airports, whenever you travel or whenever you go anywhere, go in the restaurant or anything, the best place to mask is actually in the bathroom, because bathrooms have poor ventilation. They have bathroom fecal aerosols. These hand drying blowers that you have actually spread a lot of germs in the air. And that's actually well documented.
Yeah.
And actually help aerosolize virus and bacteria particles. So bathrooms, definitely try to wear a mask. Even if you don't wear it anywhere else, wear a mask in the bathroom. Honestly, just take it with you.
Yeah, there you go. Dr. Eric Feigelding is with us, the epidemiologist and health economist with the New England Complex Systems Institute. I want to get into bird flu, the Congo mysterious X virus, and whooping cough making a comeback, and perhaps we can even get to polio now that it's become an issue. Dr. Feigelding, you can stick around for just a minute, right?
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We're talking with Dr. Eric Feigelding, one of the, in my opinion, one of the best epidemiologists in the country, about what's going on with diseases this season.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
There's a shadow on the nation, a chill in the air. A leader rises playing.
Welcome back, 20 minutes past the hour. We're talking with Dr. Eric Feigelding, the epidemiologist and health economist with the New England Complex Systems Institute. Dr. Eric Ding, D-R-E-R-I-C-D-I-N-G on Blue Sky and Twitter. Dr. Feigelding, let's talk about bird flu. What is bird flu, and then secondly, why should we be concerned about it?
Right, and bird flu is also known as H5N1. There's other types of bird flu, but this specific bird flu that's called highly pathogenic avian influenza is what's spreading like wildfire. It's spread worldwide. It's killed off like scores. Like we're talking about millions of birds and other wildlife around the world. Walruses, many, it's infected almost every species. And in terms of in the U.S., it's infected many cattle herds, and the USDA was very slow reacting to this. But basically, cattle herds across the majority of the U.S. states have had it, especially almost every single Western state by now. Mm-hmm. So, and the other worrisome thing is that is milk, because it's highly concentrated in milk. And if you drink raw milk, it has active bird flu in it.
Yikes.
And even, by the way, there's even studies of the pasteurization. Like, unless it's ultra-pasteurized, there's actually, like, three studies that show regular flash pasteurization, the short period, fast pasteurization that's mostly used, actually does not fully kill the virus either. The virus does still survive and is still infectious afterwards. But ultra-pasteurized is safest. But definitely don't drink raw milk. And there's a lot of recalls in California right now about raw milk and being infected. And, you know, they've, for example, in farms, they've cats that drank the raw milk from these cows have had really, really severe consequences and deaths in cats that drank this milk. So definitely don't drink the raw milk. Humans, there's been a wide number of infections and hospitalizations, but in North America, the most serious one, there's last month there was a teenager in Vancouver that was infected, and he was hospitalized in the ICU. And that case was interesting because there was no, he, the the child had no bird exposure, does not work at a zoo or a farm whatsoever. So they actually don't know where that child, that teenager, exactly got bird flu. In the U.S., we've had a lot of farmers who've been infected. But in terms of hospitalization, the first hospitalization was reported, I think, a couple of days ago in Louisiana. There was a Louisiana man who was hospitalized. But that person was a poultry farmer.
Right. So far, these have all been animal-to-human transmissions. Isn't the big
concern? Right, animal-to-human. Although, except for the Vancouver case and the teenager, they could not find the source.
Right. I can tell you, I live in the Pacific Northwest, and there is goose poop and duck poop on every sidewalk everywhere. I mean, it's pretty ubiquitous here. But in any case, isn't the big concern that a human or a pig or some other animal infected with a normal flu virus that's capable of infecting humans will also be infected with bird flu, and they'll mix genes and suddenly the bird flu will jump? This is what happened in 1918, isn't it?
Right. It's called chimera, basically when two viruses combine, or two sister viruses, or two different viruses entirely, and you can get a worst of both worlds situation because a single patient or animal that is co-infected with both can mix in between, and the viruses can swap genes. And during that gene swapping process, you can have a whole host of bad combinations that comes out of it. A milder virus that's more infectious, like the traditional flu, might pass some of its more infectious genes to the bird flu. And the bird flu, which up until now has not been human to human as much, may pick up that. And there's studies that show that we're basically only one or two mutations away from the bird flu being highly infectious in humans. Right. Because there's, in terms of transmission, it has to be stable beyond just, milk, for example, mm-hmm. For it to be airborne. Right. There's genes that make a virus more stable in the air. Mm-hmm. And then there's also genes that make it much more effective in terms of a key and lock system for it to infect a human cell.
Right.
And this lock and key system, if it mutates and gains these certain mutations, and we're only about one or two mutations away, then it can effectively infect human cells.
But this is a deadly virus, is it not? I mean, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. In birds especially. And humans, there has been dozens of deaths in other countries. The U.S., we haven't had a death yet, but we've had many farmers infected. There are hospitalizations, and I think this is where it hasn't reached an epic tipping point in humans yet. But cattle herds, avian poultry, bird, turkey, chicken populations, they've been...
Well, this is why eggs are so expensive right now, yeah. We just have a minute left before we hit a hard break. In 1918, we did not have a flu vaccine. We do now. Should that provide us with some solace?
Yeah, we do have flu vaccines, but it's not the bird flu vaccine. So you should definitely get your annual seasonal flu vaccine, but that is not bird flu vaccine. And the bird flu vaccine, we do have limited quantities in the U.S. stockpile, but not mass-produced. And that bird flu vaccine is an older strain. It's not tailored to the latest. It's better than nothing, but they haven't even released it. There was debates about releasing it, but it's not. But I would say there's no over-the-counter test for bird flu, but bird flu is a type of flu A. And there are tests available out there where you can test because it's so similar, whether it's COVID, flu A, or flu B.
Right.
If you get flu A positive, it doesn't mean it's bird flu, but bird flu would show up under one of these flu A tests that's out there.
Dr. Feigelding, thank you so much for dropping by. We really appreciate your coming on this program. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too, and happy holidays.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us. like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit fffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Welcome to 2025, the U.S. and the rest of the Americas hitting the new year here in New York City.
A blizzard of purple and yellow confetti blanketed Times Square in the moments after the ball dropped. Attendees braving chilly temperatures and heavy rain at times, even a few cracks of thunder. Huge cheers going up among the throngs of crowds. About a million people in total here, ringing in 2025.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. The rain, not a problem for this fellow from England.
It rains all the time back home. It rains all the time. We're used to it.
A man in custody in New York City after, say, police shoving another man into the path of a subway train pulling into a station in lower Manhattan. That man's now hospitalized. With 2025 comes a cap of $2,000 on prescription drug costs for Medicare pensioners, expected to save them hundreds of dollars. Penn State clobbered Boise State 31-14 to advance to the semifinals of the college football playoffs. This is ABC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks come back to beat the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks picked up a win on the road with a 120-112 victory over the Pacers in Indiana. Giannis led with 30 points and 12 rebounds after only scoring 4 points in the first half. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I mean, that's Giannis being Giannis. He was struggling, couldn't catch his breath. When you don't play and then you try to play, you have the bobbles. And I don't know how many times he just bobbled the ball. You can feel it. So in a way, he got through it in the first half, and then he got his rhythm in the second half.
Giannis asked, how did it feel?
feel after missing the last 9 days with back spasms and an illness.
I feel like I was a rookie again out there. You know, trying to figure out things as I went. You know, I'm a basketball player. I'm a competitor. First half wasn't a great half, but I feel like in the second half, we were able to move the ball better, had a little bit more rhythm, got to my spot, and helped my team win.
College hoops, number 8th-ranked Marquette over Providence, 78-50. NFL, the Packers working on New Year's Day, holding practice, getting ready to host the Bears on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Plenty of clouds, a west breeze, and a few flurries around. Those will linger into parts of your early New Year's Day forecast. Low temperatures dropping to the middle teens. New Year's Day clouds, highs close to 20 degrees. Right now, it's 22.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
A gag on your speech and a vote out of reach is the plan.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Juan in Los Angeles. Hey, Juan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Long time listener, first time caller.
Well, thank
KPFK,
you, Juan.
Speaking of KPFK Pacifica Radio in LA. Thank you so much. Anyway, I wanted to remind your callers that you can actually contact not just the president, but the vice president at kp.gov. You can scroll down a few, get a few a little further down, and you can see a Kamala Harris, but anyways.
Okay, Jordan, I'm having a hard time understanding you. If you have me on speaker, you might want to undo that or wear an earbuds or something.
Let me see.
Your voice is quite badly distorted.
How's this? Is any better?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Sorry. I decided to organize my phone for that. First time caller, but yeah. Anyways, long time caller. But the point is, now that Joe Biden pardoned his son, I'm urging everyone to go to the whitehouse.gov to implore President Biden and Vice President Harris to use the very same immunity powers that were created for Donald Trump by activist Supreme Court justices to instruct thus far feckless Merrick Garland to investigate the connections between Putin, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump, much like the investigation that the Romanian government is doing into Elon Musk as well, as well as Vladimir Putin. Okay. Agreed. And in addition, considering, I think Elon Musk, we can go on for hours, but like, for example, these drones, only Elon Musk has the technology and the money to put forward this kind of psyop, this psychological operation to distract us like a box full of cats with a dangling a ball of yarn. That's basically what it is, I think.
I get your theory, Juan. I'm not buying it, but I get it.
Yeah. That to me certainly is more believable than aliens. I mean, I would love to the idea that aliens would come and save us from what we're about to embark on.
Well, we had one here in Oregon last week where the pilots at altitude, you know, flying over our state and 20, 30,000 feet were saying this thing is at 60,000 feet and it just shot out over the ocean.
I really do believe me. I would love it. I would love it. But the other thing is that what I feel is the oligarchical media now has totally ignored Putin to a large degree, other than people like you. And I mean, we already know that he was in contact with both Elon Musk and Donald Trump outside of secured government parameters for at least since 2022.
The last 2 years. Yeah.
I mean, we also. Yeah, exactly. And then on top of it, just recently, he sent his oligarchs to basically convey the message that, okay, you owe us now for the election, and we intend to collect.
That's right. And just this past week, his henchman, you know, Viktor Orban, flew down to Mar-a-Lago to give Trump his marching orders.
Oh, yeah. And the billionaire oligarchs, I think it's just the cabal, including our American oligarchs, by the way, because, I mean, they have, I think accelerationism is one of the things, that, especially the right-wing accelerationism is part of it. But they're going to dismantle this country by putting in Putin's basically in the process of installing, you know, his cabal of his own assets and criminal elements as a puppet government. And and a lot of the bravado that I'm seeing in the, on the left, I think they don't address these primary issues about what really happened, at least beyond it. In other words, there's people like I think his name is Steven Spoonamore who did the letters and all that. So I think it's the idea is that, yes, I understand that so many people are disappointed because the window is closed, but Joe Biden can use those very same powers to say, you know what? Because the reason of obviously the fear is that Elon Musk, including Alexander Vindman, is now being threatened by Elon Musk himself for treason, which is execution for even daring to question if what the Romanian government is doing already.
Agreed.
And yet the oligarchical media has shut us all up.
Yeah.
And try to paint us as conspiracy theorists, but the bottom line is if you have inside information, namely access to software data, then you can create a firewall easily that could evade detection by our own forces. And that's ultimately what happened is that Kamala Harris had to concede.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think this is not just happening to us. I see, you know, the German government fell this week. The Canadian government is shaking. The French government has fallen.
Oh, yeah.
I think these are all the result of efforts that are being put forward by Vladimir Putin out of his...
Oh, yeah.
Out of his, you know, internet research
this
agency.
Is definitely a, yeah, exactly. It's definitely a 40-war post-Cold plan that he's been working on forever, and he wasn't going to take the chance of having
No, he's trying to make the world safe for oligarchy. One, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Your points were very well made.
Thank you.
John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the infrastructure of the media itself has been so compromised. And as you say, you know, we need to support free speech TV programs like yours, letters to the editor, you know, whatever we can do. Because if you can't get the message out to people, how can they make a choice in a free society? And this is a problem. Our media system is rated, I think, 54th by Reporters Without Borders.
Press.
I don't know how they call that, you know, but it's just bad, and you know, it's very frustrating. I think they've gained population, really. You know, it's terrible.
Yeah, they look at a bunch of different variables. They look at accuracy. They look at ownership, diversity of ownership. You know, they look at you know, whether to what extent investigative journalism is being practiced. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when the old joke in business was, you know, it's going to be a bad day when you wake up and there's a 60 Minutes truck out in front of your house or in front of your business. You know, I mean, there's just no meaningful investigative journalism being done by any of the major media any longer. It's now fallen to places like ProPublica.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, even public radio, public TV, it's what they choose just not to cover. Yeah. They do fluff pieces and things like this.
And two sidesism, both sidesism. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you, John. I'm with you. We've got a lot of work to do here. John, thank you. Spot on. Larry in Hazel Green, Alabama. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Oh, good morning. I guess it's morning there.
It is. Good afternoon to you, Larry.
Yeah, I have to agree with you about the Democratic Party. I've had this feeling for a number of years, and it's kind of embarrassing, but, you know, if you watch pro football, you know that both teams are NFL, and the NFL doesn't care who you cheer for as long as you buy a ticket. And I've had this feeling about the two parties. I wonder, remember the John Kerry campaign? He fought like hell to get the nomination, and then he just rolled over and handed it to Bush.
Well, he refused to respond to the Swift Boat attacks, thinking that everybody would realize how absurd it was to call a war hero a criminal, essentially. And boy, was that a bad call.
Right. And also remember Harry Reid, who's well regarded. But I remember when he was fighting the Republicans, and he'd fight the Republicans, and then at the end he'd just roll over.
Yeah.
And I wondered why. And I get this feeling that maybe we have two teams that are owned by the same owners, and they're giving us a show while they pick our pockets.
That's certainly, to a large extent, what happened in the 90s when the Democratic Party and the Clinton administration, you know, embraced neoliberalism, free trade, keeping taxes low on billionaires, refusing to go with card check, with anything that would push back against the Supreme Court decisions against unions and things like that. I think that there's an insurgent, I know that there is a major insurgent movement within the Democratic Party right now to turn it back into the old Democratic Party, the pre-1980 Democratic Party. And that's the Progressive Caucus, the Congressional Progressive Caucus, which is about 100 members in the House of Representatives. And God bless them. You know, we need a lot more. But your point is well taken, Larry. Larry, I got to run. Thank you for the call. Mike in Fresno, California. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I was really puzzled by Elon Musk buying 50 million ads, or spent $50 million on digital ads when he owns a digital company. And I couldn't find any information on RBG PAC. But when I did a search on Cambridge Analytica, I found that they moved all of their intellectual properties over to this new company, EMER Data, and that Alexander Nix, Kellyanne Conway, and Eric Prince are all involved in this.
Oh, geez.
And I think we need to keep an eye on what's going on over in Britain, because this is all based out of Britain.
Yeah.
And what do you think?
Spot on, Mike. I can't verify any of those details, but what I do think is that there is an international effort being driven by people like Vladimir Putin and Viktor Orban, and frankly President Xi out of China, probably the Saudis, an international effort to make the world safe for billionaires, for oligarchs, and to tear down democracies. And I think we're seeing that effort is bearing fruit. Its first big success was in 2016 here in the United States. And then it started going after the European countries, and it's taken down France and Germany, and it got Brexit in the UK. Now you've got, you know, the majority of Brits are saying, holy cow, we never should have done that one. It's tremendously concerning to me to see this coalition of right-wing billionaires from all over the world, and so many of them here in the United States who now basically control the Republican Party. We're not born in the United States, you know, so I have, and frankly, I don't think they have allegiance to the United States other than, you know, wanting to take advantage of our economy. So I'm concerned. Mike, thank you for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them.
In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us as Americans, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, you get their advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name Hartman with two N's at the end to 511-511. FFRF.us/Hartman. Join FFRF and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Shares delight with tables full of joy and laughter.
And every heart feels warm tonight.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls. Clark in Alexandria, Virginia. Hey, Clark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Longtime listener. I wanted to comment on the Pelosi-AOC thing. Mm-hmm. I can remember maybe 6 years ago when the Sunrise Movement, which is a youth climate change organization, had a sit-in in Pelosi's office. Mm-hmm. And I think it was AOC's first day on Capitol Hill as an elected representative. And she went over to join them and gave them a pep talk.
I vaguely remember that, too. I'll bet that was the beginning of this feud.
Yeah, it might be. But I wanted to get your take on something else. It's a new tactic, maybe to do something about climate change. Mm-hmm. I can remember about 5 or 6 years ago, the fossil fuel industry was afraid that public opinion would turn so much against them for making electricity out of fracked gas that they decided to divert their gas supplies into making plastics, and with the idea of doubling or tripling the plastic output by 2050.
Hmm.
Well, now we hear that the average American ingests a credit card size amount of microplastics every week.
I thought that was every year.
Well, ask your phone.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it. Because I have written about this before. A credit card chunk of plastic is huge. I mean, a typical bottle of bottled water can have as many as 10,000 microplastic particles in it, but none of them are visible. They're not macroscopic. They're microscopic.
Yeah.
So it would take a lot of those particles to add up. But the danger is they appear to be passing the blood-brain barrier and the placental barrier. And, we really need to do something about this. It's a real issue, Clark. And thank you very much for bringing it up.
Well, what about the idea of a national boycott of unnecessary single-use plastics?
Well, I think we can all do that to the extent that we can. But boycotts are rarely effective. What we need to be doing is lobbying our legislators to say, we need to get some of this, we need to get much of this plastic out of the environment and certainly out of our food supply. I would be completely with you there, Clark. And step one, by the way, probably the most important thing you can do is stop drinking bottled water, because bottled water is just rich in this stuff. Clark, I gotta move along. Thank you for the call. Cece in Appleton, Wisconsin. Hey, Cece, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I would really like to get your take on how we're going to possibly have free and fair elections in 2 or 4 years. Are we living in an alternate reality, talking about the Dems changing their strategies and possibly winning? I mean, how many autocracies and dictatorships come to an end in 4 years?
Very, very rarely, frankly. And already you've seen red states that have essentially rigged their election systems. I mean, this has been going on for several decades. Greg Palast is of the opinion that without voter suppression, if everybody could vote and freely and fairly, then at the very least, Georgia, Texas, and Florida would all be blue states. But I still have hope, Cece. I don't think they're going to pull the plug entirely on this, but we'll have to wait and see, how bad it gets. Cece, thank you so much for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
From cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-12.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
On New Year's Day morning, we'll have some more of our favorite moments from a year's worth of great guests, big stories, and lessons we've learned in 2024.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A man here in New York City is on a hospital critical list for the new year. Another is spending it in jail after a man was shoved into the path of an oncoming subway train.
Right at the last second, right in front of the train. Just shoved right in front of the train.
This woman saw the whole thing.
The older man who was pushed just walked slowly right onto the platform, perfect timing. The other man who pushed him was just walking slowly towards him and shoved him the last second.
The accused attacker in custody. U.S. officials met with interim authorities in Damascus as Syria heads into 2025 following the ouster of the dictator al-Assad. The officials took to social media to say they raised the need to protect U.S. citizens and ascertain the fate of disappeared American citizens with those Syrian officials. College football playoffs. Penn State drubbed Boise State 31-14 to advance to the semifinals. There are three more games on tap for New Year's Day Wednesday. This is ABC News.